It's the Jay and Kevin Show podcast. Leave us those reviews on iTunes. And remember, when you leave your review, it will be read during Final Thoughts. Thanks for listening.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stay tuned to find out how the ham dog ball could change your life.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay. Time for the news brought to you by Les Schwab Tire.
Well, it is news time on this Monday morning, the Monday after, the morning after Super Bowl 52. I will give you this quick stat. They believe 14 million Americans will call in sick to work today.
Wow.
That are not sick.
Half of them in Philly, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that can't possibly count Philadelphia, right?
No, they probably get the day off there, so no one needs to call in.
I'm just feeling like if you're in Philly, that should be a fun thing to do. If it wasn't already a couple hours ahead there, I wish we would have started this at like 5 a.m. our time, just calling places.
See if they were open.
Just see how you're doing.
I've got a couple texts out to people in Philadelphia.
Okay. It's only 10 o'clock there. I don't expect them to be awake.
Yeah, there's probably some people who are still really hurting
from the
night before.
Well, absolutely. Some probably didn't go to bed till, you know, almost morning anyway, so.
There may be quite a few people in Philly still going from yesterday.
Yeah, could be.
First ever Super Bowl win for the Eagles. Very cool deal. There was other stuff that happened this weekend, though. We'll get to NBC released what happened with why there was a nearly 30-second blackout yesterday.
Oof.
One of the oddest moments of a Super Bowl where you're just like, there's nothing on the TV. What's happening?
I thought it was my TV, actually.
And pretty crazy. We have some audio from that as well.
Oh,
so
man.
We will get to that in moments. But first, the weekend box office. What was number one? Did people go to the movies on Super Bowl weekend? I will tell you the answer.
Probably not very many.
Not very many.
I wouldn't think so.
Number five was Hostels with 5.5 million.
Okay.
Number four, The Greatest Showman with 7.8 million.
Hmm.
Number three, Winchester.
Ooh,
with
9.2
million. Wonder if our buddy Warren went and saw it. I know he was talking about doing it, but
he didn't,
I don't know,
Kevin.
If
he
did.
He does that all the time. He never goes. He just says he's going.
Number two, The Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
What movie was it, KJ?
The Maze Runner.
No, he went to
Warren. Well,
Winchester.
Warren.
He wanted to go to Winchester.
Winchester.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Winchester.
About the mansion. And yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Creepy.
Which he's been to, right? He was at the Winchester Mansion. That's why he loves
yes.
that. Right, okay.
Back at number one, Jumanji.
Oh,
welcome
wow.
to the jungle. It's back at number one with $11 wow. million dollars over the weekend.
It just won't go away.
That thing has got quite the life of its own.
Yeah, it does.
Did you see, I don't know if you guys watched the Jimmy Fallon last night after the Super Bowl. Pretty cool because they had Justin Timberlake was on there, of course, because it was live in Minneapolis. Great idea by Fallon because he got to go to the Super Bowl, and then you have all the people who are at the Super Bowl. You have access to them if they want to come hang out and be on your show there in Minneapolis
right.
after the game.
Yep.
And so he had Timberlake on, and he performed, and that was lots of fun. And then just, oh, and remember my next guest, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, come on out. I'm telling you, that guy... If there's a more likable guy, I'd like to know who it is. Because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, he's pretty charming.
I watched him last night, and I just thought, gosh. And his movie, the Skyscraper?
Yeah.
You know, the previews, they look sort of ridiculous. But then he was explaining
sort
the story
ridiculous.
A little more. I didn't realize he was an amputee.
Right. Oh, yeah. You could tell in the preview.
Yeah,
that...
I didn't see the preview
oh,
enough.
Okay.
I just saw the jumping
yeah.
from the skyscraper and like he was going to die. But, of
right.
course, he doesn't, I'm sure.
Well,
he jumped and
you would
somebody goes,
not, yeah.
The party I was at was full of some of Spokane's greatest entertainers. DJ Tom from Nashville North and the amazing rising star Luke Jackson.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes. And Luke Jackson said, I don't think he's going to make it.
Doesn't look like it in the preview.
I'm like, I bet he does.
Yeah,
Luke.
I bet he does, though.
I bet he does somehow. Uses that fake leg to get there. It looks cool. I just seeing The Rock last night on Fallon just made me go, that guy is the most likable. I will go to every single thing he does.
So, Kevin, the only guy I would challenge you with would be the guy who was also on Fallon last night. See, I personally think Timberlake's cooler only because he's officially in dad mode. And I can't, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a lot of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, he's a lot about talking about him. And I feel like every time Timberlake's on Fallon, he talks about his kid. And I find that charming.
Although, yeah, were you gone the day that we played The Rock's audio with his kid who wanted the cereal in his cup? You were gone that day, right?
Yes, that was great. That was fun last week.
See, I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think it's on his Instagram, right?
His Instagram is amazing.
Yeah, it's just a video of his daughter who wanted cereal. He's like, no, we're not getting cereal. It's time for dinner. She's like, in the cup. No, I know you want it in the cup, but we need to have dinner first. No, in the cup.
It was the cutest thing where you just realize you are The Rock and you seem to be the biggest, baddest man in the world. And this little girl owns you.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Oh, yeah. So
welcome to being
good.
A dad.
Yeah, exactly.
How great is that?
Part of the deal. Yeah. No, Timberlake's awesome, too. I don't know that he's as overall as likable. It's close.
I would also put Jimmy Fallon in that discussion. The actual interviewer himself.
I've heard a lot of negative about Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Recently. No, I'm serious.
Have you really?
Really?
Oh, okay. People don't like him.
Really?
Oh, a lot of people think he is super annoying and super, like, awkward, hard to watch. Like, because sometimes in his interviews, I like him, but he does the thing where he's like,
because he's a bad interviewer?
Super Bowl.
Because he's a bad interviewer?
I think so. He's genuinely, I think, nerdy and excited.
I think that's
and
true.
And so sometimes it just comes across wrong to some people. Like I said, I enjoy him, but I have heard a lot of people not like him, which is kind of interesting.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Sorry, Jay.
I know. You're nobody.
All right.
Ow.
Are we ready to talk
that hurt.
About...
Story
what happened?
Number two.
It was an odd moment when we're all sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and TVs go black.
Crazy.
And I think everybody thinks it's their TV at first, right?
Not one person in America didn't grab a remote control.
Right, because you're just thinking, what just happened? What happened to my TV?
Well, because you don't ever think the network's going to have any issues. You're like, well, that's got to be me.
After about 5 seconds of just darkness, you're like, oh, boy, this is odd. And then 10, 15 seconds, now it's getting awkward. And I remember saying to the guy, I'm like, I hope this isn't a local one where they were supposed to be running a local commercial.
Right.
And somebody screwed up. But no, it was NBC themselves. They screwed it up. They are the ones that had an issue. Here is the statement from CBS.
NBC. At your party, did someone go for the remote?
Yes. Yeah. He was like, what the heck? And then we realized quickly that it wasn't anything wrong with the TV. We just have darkness for 26 seconds.
That's crazy.
Which felt like an eternity.
That's $5 million of time, according to the
That is right. The Super Bowl ad is $5 million for 30 seconds. NBC said no commercial was missed. According to them, we had a brief equipment failure that we quickly resolved. No game action or commercial time were missed. That's according to an NBC spokesperson.
Well, something was missed.
Something had to be missed.
I mean, either there was game time or there was commercial.
Yeah,
right?
What was supposed to be there?
I mean, something was supposed to be on.
So whatever was supposed to be there was missed.
Maybe they're saying there was no plays missed. Like, maybe it was just the announcer.
Which is true. There were no plays missed.
Yeah, I could see that. Because
it happened right after a play.
Right.
It seemed like it was going to commercial.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
100%.
So that part seemed natural, like it was supposed to be a commercial. But we have been fortunate enough to find some audio. Well, not find it. They sent it to us.
Yeah, that was nice.
Audio of the control room and those 26 seconds, what it sounded like inside the control room at NBC.
Let me see real quick if I have, Kevin, real quickly, the audio going into that, because I want to hear what it sounded like before. Apparently NBC is on it pretty good, where if you're posting that, they are taking it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I mean, we got the audio from what actually happened, But you can't apparently find, I can't find what happened on your TV.
Oh, leading into it.
Yeah.
Right.
And just like the sound of silence, which is, I mean, I feel like we can find the sound of silence, but it is.
We could make that right now.
Yep, that's what it sounded
so
like.
So that's what it sounded like.
That's what it sounded like. That's exactly it.
But I can't find, like, they just do. I feel like they are
take down the
combing
rest of it.
The
yeah.
internet to try to find. Because I didn't remember if Al Michaels sends it.
I couldn't remember if he did either.
To
I can't remember if he said it. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
I'll be back. I don't remember what happened there going in.
You do have the audio of what happened for those 26 seconds inside the NBC control.
I have that audio.
Let's hear it.
What the is happening here? Play the f***ing commercial. Somebody push the button. What the is going on here?
Russians!
What the is happening here? Play the f***ing commercial. Somebody push the button. What the is going on here?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Wow. Panic.
That sounded bad.
Panic ensuing. That was crazy.
That was a lot louder than it was on my TV.
They should have just turned that up. Put that on the TV.
And let's go to the truck.
Now go to our production truck.
But for real, what did that moment have to be like?
I think that's exactly what it sounded like.
Everyone's shirt is drenched with sweat,
there
right?
Had to be.
Well, like 2 to 3 to 4 to even 5 seconds. That's where everybody's going, what? What's going on? Why are we quiet? Why do we go to black? What happened? And then
by the time you get to 10 seconds of dead air and radio or television, there is just complete panic. And it went another 16 seconds.
It turned out you heard what it was, right?
No.
I guess a guy kicked out an extension cord.
No.
That's not real.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I feel like, Jay, feel like with TV, all the stuff we see that's so technical and so cool, that is
something,
the thing that knocks the TV off. But that's the thing.
Something as low-tech as an extension cord got unhooked. Ah! I told you we should tape that down.
Hey, Ron, eating the noodle bowl, don't lean against the switch. Just relaxing, feeling like the Super Bowl is going good. There
somebody
he is,
plugged it into
his noodle bowl, leaning up against the wall. Oops, I hit this light switch.
Somebody plugged the sat truck into a half hot outlet, and the switch goes off.
Good times,
great oldies.
I can't imagine what that was like. The good news, I guess, they didn't miss anything because that's one of those you go, okay, how do you make up?
Well, if it's a commercial, you find a way.
Oh, man. Yes, you do.
For that
you don't
many
think
millions?
You just give the $5 million back?
Hey, you know what?
I mean, we missed a commercial here. We have to make it good.
You're going to do a Super Bowl make good. We'll catch up with you next year.
How about that, guys? We'll get it to you next year.
Here's the other thing. So NBC sports spokesman. We had a brief equipment failure that we quickly resolved. No game action or commercial time were missed. Something was missed.
Yeah, it had to be something.
Al Michaels was done talking. The game wasn't happening. Something was supposed to be.
I also
were they just going to show nothing for 30 seconds?
I wish they would have had a camera on the announcers, because if they also got that in their headphones, I'm sure they were looking at each other like, don't say anything. Don't talk because we could still be on the air. That's a frightening thing too.
And kind of weird that it took, you know, the
that's
26 seconds,
time,
I guess,
man.
Equipment had to have failed.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Or they would
time.
Have just gone straight back to the announcers.
In real world, 26 seconds is nothing to be able to fix a problem that's that significant that it took it off the air nationally or worldwide. But 26 seconds in their world is forever.
An eternity.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thanks to NBC for sending us the audio. We appreciate it.
I'm so mad. I found finally a site that has the
going into
26
it?
Seconds. But all it has is when it goes black until when they come back. So you don't get to see what they send it into.
Dang it.
But you get to see them come back at 26 seconds, and it goes to like a little music. You can hear a little music there, and then it is just the field.
That's just it.
And we're back.
That's not that exciting at all, is it?
That's awesome. Hey, Slim, I found that audio of The Rock with his little girl.
Thank you.
You want it?
Yes.
Okay,
this
she
is
wants
Moana, right?
She wants, cereal in her cup, and he's like, no, we're going to eat dinner.
In a cup.
No, not right now. We're going to eat dinner.
In a cup.
I know, I heard you, but not right now. We're going to eat dinner.
In a cup.
Yeah, maybe you didn't hear me. I worked all day, and
need to listen.
Cup.
Nah, that's not what.
In the cup.
I know you want it in the cup, but.
In the cup.
I know, but we're going to eat dinner, so I'm not going to put cereal in your cup.
Throws it on the ground, starts crying.
That's okay. Daddy will get it.
And
I love that.
Daddy will get it.
And you got cereal in your cup.
I love that.
That's how you own the rock, right there.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Like I said, if you want cereal in the cup, we'll put it in the cup. Heck with dinner. Even the rock is owned by a little kid.
Yep.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why are you slowing down? Okay, there's deer everywhere.
They're a little skinny, though.
What do you got against that?
Kevin James.
So they're just on the basically snow cone diet.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We were talking a little while ago about the Super Bowl ads and said that it seemed like the promos were actually the best. The NFL promo was good with Eli and Odell Beckham Jr., and then there was the voice promo was pretty good, too, and the Olympics promo.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like the voice promo?
Yeah, that was a funny one. The Olympic stuff, very cool.
Yeah.
You're right. A lot of NBC promoting their own things were great.
Hey, Vicky, what's up?
So I have a question for Kevin.
Okay, Kevin?
For me? Okay.
So, yeah. So your Apple Watch, what series did you get?
I got the series 3.
Okay, and what is your opinion on it? Yeah.
Oh, you want to review? No. You want to review the Apple Watch?
Okay, I've only had
a tech review
for, a few days.
Yeah, I don't care about the tech review. Your personal opinion.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's kind of my own personal tech review. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Vicky, do you have one or you're considering getting one?
No, I had the Series 2 and then, messed with it and gave it to my daughter. And I just went and got the 3. And it's a waste of money, to be honest with you.
You're not a big fan?
Well, no. I mean, I like the fact I thought it'd be neat to have I could get my phone at home and have it on my watch. I work in healthcare, and I thought it'd be great. But I still have my stinking iPhone. I'd rather have that. It's like on Sunday, it was really huge. I couldn't figure out how to get the stinking phone back to the face, to be regular. And
right.
I tried turning it off, and I couldn't get it to turn off. And I even got I'm like, what the heck? I got the instruction thing out. And I was doing it to where it said to power off, hold that button on the side.
Right.
And then on the next page over, it's like, to make an emergency 911 call, telling you to do the same thing.
Kevin, I think we just got our tech review.
Yeah, that's hers.
Yeah,
what's yours?
Here's the deal. I haven't ever had one before. So for me, I don't know anything about them. It's my first ever. Well, it's the first ever watch I've ever even worn.
Right, the one they keep bashing
into
the door.
And I've enjoyed it so far, but I haven't done a lot with it. I basically got it for the fitness stuff and being able to track some of that. And I was just going to get like a Fitbit. Then I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to get this. I know it has some other options. I will say I have made like 3 calls on it, which
okay.
is really weird.
Well, you
answered
did
calls.
You did like a dry run on Friday a little bit, right? Like didn't you call? Who'd you call? Bruce or Warren? Somebody in the studio you called?
Yeah, I was making chicken meatballs. I had chicken everywhere, just all over my hands. I was filthy, and my mom had called, and I thought, well, I don't want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also could not grab my phone and talk right then. But I was able to just quickly hit the phone. Answered it on the watch, and I was like, well, that was kind of cool. I thought that was a feature I would never use. I'm like, I'll never use the phone on my wrist.
Right.
That's the dumbest thing. And then I already used it. And then one other time at the concert on Friday night, as a matter of fact, someone was calling me trying to get details of where they needed to be. And I didn't have my phone. It was in my pocket. And so I just thought, well, I'm not going to mess with it.
Is it ringing right now, Kevin?
No, Jay.
Kevin.
Yes, it is, silly.
It's ringing right now.
Yep. Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Kevin, go out of the studio room.
Here, go ahead. I'll just turn your mic off. Talk on your phone. And now you're good.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are
What's
you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Are you on your wristwatch?
I am. I'm talking into my wrist right now.
It's pretty clear.
I mean, it sounds the same, doesn't it, as a phone?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. My phone doesn't work when you put it. You have to have it on speakerphone.
Why?
Because the earpiece is broken.
Oh, well, then that's this is better for you almost.
It's way better. Because otherwise you have to answer your phone and then hold it, and then never works. This, I feel like this has worked better.
Why are you still talking into your microphone?
I'm not. I'm just sitting. It's just in front of me.
Sorry, Kevin. That was just so weird.
Yeah,
it's like your wrist is there and your mic's there, and it just was awkward all the way around. All right, I'm going to hang up on you now.
Hi.
Okay, now you're back on the air.
I don't know. I like the watch so far.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I can't complain at all.
It's kind of like speakerphone, right?
I say it was nice, too. Like, there's certain times, like I'm at the concert, and I don't want to get my phone out of my pocket
right.
and be looking at my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't, you don't really want to miss anything. Well, I would look down, and my phone would say, you have a text from so-and-so. And I'd look, and then just kind of be able to look at my watch and decide whether it was something I wanted to pull the phone out and answer or just not care.
And how about the size of the screen? Has it bothered you at all?
No. What do you mean?
Because it's so much smaller than your phone. I mean, just.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, it's definitely not a phone, but it's big. I mean, it comes up. It's easy to read everything. I like it a lot.
Okay.
What do you like more, your watch or John Party Miranda Lambert?
Hmm.
You were the only guy from the show.
My watch hasn't let me down yet.
Okay, you were the only guy from the show who went to the concert on Friday night.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm – okay, I will give you my review of it. And the problem was I didn't get to see John Party like I wanted to.
Hang on. What?
You were late.
And that's what crushes me because
– You didn't see Party?
No. We – with the backstage for Miranda – and it was, and I know this is one of those things that people aren't going to understand. They're just going to be mad and say, oh, yeah, poor Kevin, you had to be backstage.
The first world problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get it. I understand that wholeheartedly. I didn't care to go back and meet Miranda, but as part of our job, sometimes we have to do those things.
Right.
So I did it, and it was fine. I just didn't like the fact that she did her backstage while John Party is on stage.
That's a bummer.
Literally, by the time we got done, and it took forever backstage because of her weird little creepy man who is trying to keep her safe. And I understand the safety things, but he was different.
Oh, so he was like her tour manager or something?
Yes. He would get like an inch from your face.
From your face?
Yeah. And he'd go, look me in the eye. What's in your purse?
What?
Why are you here?
Why did you have a purse?
What is your intentions of being here? Not to me. He was doing it to the women.
Oh, no.
Jay, it was awkward, and then he had a wand, and he would have wand everybody, and I didn't like it. But anyways, I get what they're doing; they're just keeping Miranda safe or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I understand that part of it.
It was just a little weird.
Okay,
especially in today's climate, I was like, "Is this guy going to be on the news?"
Because he's too close to your face.
Yeah, it just felt
look
weird.
Look me in the eye.
Everybody backstage agreed.
Oh my goodness,
it wasn't just me.
Oh no.
So the bummer was when that got over, when we got done with the backstage, and I was able to go back out to my seat. I went down on the floor, and I thought, if I could just sneak onto the floor real quick, I'll be able to watch the last, 15 minutes of Party or whatever. Well, they wouldn't let me on the floor because I didn't have a floor ticket. She's like, you have to go all the way up and around. You're on the other side of the arena.
Through. You had to walk.
I'm like,
oh, I got
on,
it. I got you.
I tried the Do You Know Who I Am?
Really?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I just tucked my tail and ran. And so by the time I get upstairs and walk around and get to where my seat is and
–
go down to my seat. I'm walking down the stairs to get to my seat, and he's playing Dirt on My Boots, which is his last song.
Oh, man.
So I did miss all of Party. Everybody said he was amazing.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Like, great reviews that John Party was the man.
Well, then how was Miranda?
She was okay. I mean, her songs are so good. I love a lot of her songs, but a lot of her songs that I like are slow songs.
Right.
So I just felt like it was a little lacking of energy at times.
Because I will admit her slow songs are my favorite songs as well because she can really sing. I really like her
voice. She's good. And she writes such great songs. I mean, I respect her a lot as an artist. I just was not that entertained with the show. It may have been me personally. I was not in the best of moods after the John Party thing.
After being wanded by the man really close to your nose.
And I just, not seeing Party really bummed me out. And then Miranda started singing a couple of sad songs, and that really bummed me out even more. And I was like, I'm out of here.
Oh, my goodness. So, Kevin and Slim in the morning. I'll play this for you then. You didn't get to hear it in concert, so I'll at least play it for you now.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's the least I feel like I could do.
Here, but overall, pretty good reviews of the show.